A Vancouver laser hair removal worker pleaded guilty to one count of sexual assault and one count of voyeurism in Vancouver Provincial Court on March 18. Ali Agasardar was initially charged with two counts of sexual assault and three counts of secretly observing and/or recording nudity in a private place. The Vancouver Police Department launched an investigation in 2019 after one person reported being sexually assaulted during laser hair removal appointments at Dermabella Clinic near Howe and Smith Streets. During that investigation, detectives identified a second victim who had allegedly been photographed while naked and receiving treatment at the clinic. The charge information was amended by Judge Andrea Brownstone to include three complaints on a single voyeurism charge. Brownstone read each of the two charges to Agasardar, which were translated by a Farsi interpreter. Each time, Agasardar said, "Yes, I pled guilty." The incidents for the counts to which Agasardar pleaded guilty occurred between August 19 and October 9, 2019 and August 20 and October 9, 2019, respectively, the court heard. The case now goes to setting dates for sentencing. Civil lawsuits. Agasardar is also facing civil lawsuits from eight women relating to allegations around his practice, a number that has risen since the case began. All have filed BC Supreme Court notices of civil claim. Glacier Media has chosen not to name the complainants in order not to violate criminal court rules on anonymity in sexual assault-related cases. January notices of civil claim name Agasardar, Dermabella Clinic and Seven Sky Wellness, as defendants. The latter two businesses are registered in West Vancouver, court documents said. Agasardar was suspended in October 2020 by the College of Traditional Chinese Medicine Practitioners and Acupuncturists of BC. One claim said the defendants did not terminate Agasardar or implement patient safety protocols. Some allege the defendants were willfully blind to Agasardar's misconduct. The opportunity afforded to Agasardar to abuse his power in his employment by Dermabella Clinic and Seven Sky was extremely high, a January 16 claim said. The defendants Dermabella Clinic and Seven Sky continue to employ Agasardar for the provision of highly personal services to clients under circumstances of high vulnerability, power imbalance, and intimacy that created the conditions for Agasardar to perpetrate the abuse of the plaintiff, that claim said. One woman said she had appointments with him to remove pubic region hair between March 2020 and October 2021. Another woman said her appointments were between October 2020 and January 2022. The women alleged Agasardar used a heavy eye mask to blindfold them and then to voyeuristic video and/or photographs while she was unaware. One of the women allegedly saw a social media post warning about Agasardar. She contacted police, who confirmed there were issues. The plaintiff was horrified at the recognition that she would likely have been the subject of Agasardar's voyeuristic video and/or photographs, the claim said. The women are claiming multiple forms of damages. None of the civil suit allegations have been proven in court. Agasardar has yet to file responses to the January claims. Older lawsuits and responses. The two women's cases come on the heels of earlier cases. In a claim filed January 21, 2022, a woman said she booked hair removal sessions between May and July 2019. She then booked further sessions. She alleged on August 20 and October 9, 2019, Agasardar engaged in sexual touching of intimate areas on the first occasion and went significantly further on the second. In his April 8, 2022 response to the civil claim, Agasardar denied any touching of a sexual nature. Any physical touching of the plaintiff that occurred during these sessions was incidental to, and a necessary part of, such treatment, the response said. At no time did the plaintiff directly complain to Dr. Agasardar or to the clinic staff about her treatments at the clinic, the response said. Rather, after each of her treatments, including the two sessions which involved the alleged sexual assaults, the plaintiff booked a further appointment with Dr. Agasardar, despite having the option to book the same treatment with a female hair removal technician. In a notice of civil claim filed Feb. 7, 2022, a woman said she purchased hair removal treatments in December 2020 for hair in the public region. She said her eyes were covered, and that a gossardar then took surreptitious voyeuristic video and/or photographs of her pubic region while she was unaware. That case, however, sought certification of the claim as a class action suit against a gossardar. In an August 19, 2022 notice of civil claim response, the defendants said clients' consent to having targeted hair removal regions photographed for tracking progress and measuring the effectiveness of the laser hair removal services provided. The response said a gossardar's cell phone is used to take client photos and, within a reasonable time after a client concluded treatment with the clinic, the college suspension. After the 2022 charges, a gossardar was given a court-imposed condition not to be alone with any patient or client without another adult present for the duration of any treatment, police said. A gossardar was the subject of a complaint to the College of Traditional Chinese Medicine Practitioners and Acupuncturists of BC. The college received a complaint from a female patient alleging professional misconduct on September 28, 2020. The same day, the college received notification from police regarding the same conduct and that a criminal investigation was underway. On October 8, 2020, the college said a gossardar consented to a registration suspension to remain in place until its inquiry committee has made a disposition decision. The college website has not been updated information on the case.